Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Mike, we got a lot to chop up today coming off of another Hawks loss. Our buddy Mark Raimondi is going to stop by in about 15 minutes from ESPN. He covers our Falcons. And we spent a lot of time yesterday, and we will continue to talk about it because it's a big deal. Jeff Ulbrich, becoming our defensive coordinator, addressing the media, and talking to us about what he wants to try to do. Now, he's not getting into specifics because he has not yet quite done the breakdowns of what he wants to look at as to who played well last season, guys, who didn't.
Right.
What does he think we need? Now, generally speaking, I don't think this is that this hard, but I respect the process, and we've got to give him some time to do it. But, Mike, one of the things he said yesterday, and you found this fascinating, and we start the show, and I want to play this for you guys. He talked about what he learned as a head coach, and I'm going to let you explain what you said to me earlier, but this is Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator, talking about when he took over for the Jets.
Not just as a defensive coordinator, really as an assistant to Ra, too. You know, I learned even more than I knew the value of truth tellers on your staff. You know, I think sometimes as an assistant coach, you take it as I'm going to eliminate every problem from the head coach's table so he can just thrive and do his thing. When in reality, like, yeah, there's some things you need to take off head coach's table. There's certain things that need to be told to the head coach that are occurring. Because a lot of times what I found in that interim role was, although it was interim, it was like I felt the shift and the way people talked to me and treated me and what they said to me and the lack of truth sometimes was really detrimental, you know. So it reinforced the idea that Ra's going to need me in that way to make sure that I'm always telling him the truth and maybe, you know, eliminating some of the blind spots that he doesn't see.
That's interesting, and that's I heard that, and you know, we talked about the X's and O's and how his relationship with Rob. But that's interesting. You become head coach, and all of a sudden there's a filter now, and now nobody wants to tell you the truth. Like, hey, these guys can't do the job you're asking them to do. And that was the question. Remember, we asked Rob about a number of times up at camp, on our weekly visits on Wednesdays at Flowery Branch. So what Jeff is saying is now I get kicked upstairs with the Jets, and all of a sudden now what? All of a sudden people go, oh, no, it's good. We're good. And as the defense starts going sideways, well, Hassan Reddick just joined the team. We're good now, right? No. So I like it. Now, if he's going to be a no-nonsense, you know, BS filter ripped off, okay, then maybe I'm not as down on this, this very comfortable hire, Carl, as I was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, look, I felt better yesterday after hearing him, again, be humble. He didn't come in here pounding his chest. I'm the best defensive coordinator.
Right.
Dude, I've learned. I had made some mistakes. We were okay when I was here before. I left. I feel like I'm a better coach. We're not going to do the same things we did before. All of that is positive to me. And, Mike, I agree with you. Here's the interesting thing. Does this make you think that Jimmy Lake was doing that? That Jimmy Lake was saying, no, we're fine. No, coach, he can do it. We can get this done. Do you think he was being a truth teller as he needed to be? Because, again, some of this stuff, guys, is brought up because these are the conversations that the new DC and the head coach have had. And maybe Rob was like, look, I want to get in the full 411 for my last guy, man. I got to make sure. And I've been saying this, Mike. You got to put somebody in there you can trust so I don't have to put my efforts into making sure the defense is working correctly. I'm just saying, I don't know if he did, but wouldn't it be interesting if that was the situation and then we get to the bye week and Rob's like, wait a minute. Everybody's seeing this isn't working. Like, I'm jumping in here, and then things got better.
Yeah, two ways of looking at it. Or did Ra, you know, try to convince himself that Jimmy Lake can do this? Jimmy Lake can do this. No, he's got this. I may have hired a guy who's never done this at the NFL level, but I know he can do this. And then he goes, okay, he can't do this.
Yeah.
So whether there was some look in the mirror moments for Coach Ra, but I, like, you know, I get it. We discussed it with your season and your career on the line, which is, this is it, man. You have, this is 2 years. This is year two for Rise playoffs or you're fired, okay? And if Arthur Blank doesn't, then I think a lot of Falcon fans are saying, I'm out. I think most people see it as you got to make some trend, you got to make some headway, got to get traction, and the same goes for the GM. Because, you know, here we are. You know, a team which is just spinning their wheels. We got a great thing going offensively. Give credit where credit's due. You've got to fix this defense. And I know already folks are diving to Chrome, getting all these mock drafts, this and that. I would love to know, you know, where's Ulbrich and Ra and how much are they riding shotgun on this defensive draft? You know, how much? And that's one thing I'd like clarity on from last year, too.
Okay. So let's talk about that for a second. 404-726-0929. It's our text line. You can find us. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. You cannot hire a new defensive coordinator and not allow him to have 100% autonomy on these are the kinds of players I want. This is the kind of guy that I need to help us get better. And you have to trust it. Guys, nobody's 100%. There's no GM that's 100%. There's no head coach that's 100% or defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator. But, Mike, you have to. Because if you don't, what you're doing is you're cutting him off at the knees and you're saying, I want you to coach guys that I'm going to select as a general manager that I think fits, that I think is going to work in what you're telling me you want to do. And that is – you're not going to win that way.
Right.
So I believe wholeheartedly – not only is he in the forefront of the decisions, whatever we do. If we pick a first-round edge guy, that is all Jeff Ulbrich. I'm telling you guys right now, that is not Terry Fontenot. Terry Fontenot's going to say, fine, I'll draft whoever you need me to, but this is the guy I need to make a difference. It has to be that way, guys, because if the GM is picking, it's going to screw things up. Ask the Dallas Cowboys.
Right. Now, we need Ruka Roro to come in here and to really be that kind of, you know, oh, I know. Guy the Eagles have, you know, any of those dudes in the middle of the defensive line to be the disruptive force, which makes everybody else better, which helps Ebikadi, which helps whoever we're going to draft. That's got to happen. So I hope, you know, with all the new changes, new defensive line coach we talked about, that you're maximizing the talent and hopefully validating some curious picks by our general manager. Can Troy Anderson come in here and actually stay healthy for a season? Is he going to show you the ability to be that, you know, guy that can cover a tight end, can cover a running back out of the backfield, you know, can go sideline to sideline? I mean, some of the guys we have here haven't been shown the ability to, number one, stay on the field or contribute. So that's hopefully something you can maximize, but then he gets back to the truth-telling. You drafted some bums! You know, let's hope that's not the case and they can fix it.
No doubt.
Bum.
This is fairly easy when you say Jeff Ulbrich has to digest and kind of dive in and see what the 2024 defense did. Let me help you. Three of the four major categories, we sucked. We weren't any good. 23rd in total yards, 22nd in passing. Teams were throwing for over 230 yards almost against us every game. And then we were 23rd in scoring defense, giving up 25 a game. All those numbers have to come down. Oh, and then there's the big one, 31st in sacks. This is not a deep dive. This is identify the problem, Mike, and solve it.
Right.
Either you have the dudes to solve it in the room, who are currently on the team, or you don't. And if you don't, then you need to identify who you need to go get. For me, I get what he's saying. I want to watch tape. I want to see all the snaps. And that's great. Coaches, good coaches do that stuff. But for me, Mike, I'm looking at this and I'm going, three of the four major categories that make great defenses, we weren't good at.
Right.
How do you correct it?
Yep, and we already covered, you know, the semantics of the 3-4-4-3. Like, you're in the nickel so much, we get that. You know, there's so many things offenses, as Jeff said yesterday. Offensive coordinators are coming up with new and improved stuff every week. So, all right, just find the guys at work. You got to get two more starters in your secondary. You got to upgrade. Where you stand? We can do this kind of go person by person a little bit later. We got all offseason to do it. But right now, just free agent wise, D. Alford, Mike Hughes are free agents. We've talked about Judon is not coming back. I would imagine Justin Simmons is not coming back based on his performance. So, you know, you've got a lot of holes to fill, and you've got a lot of guys that have had their shot, like Clark Phillips, who we keep talking about. A couple years ago, we were really excited about DeMarco Helms. Does he get back in someone's good graces, or is he limited? So, you know, there's just – when you go through the defensive roster, there's not a lot of stuff there. There's just not. So, and that's not hating. I mean, I'm not reminding Falcon fans. You've seen it the last few seasons.
I think, Mike, the pro personnel part department has to do a good job of saying, we have a guy. Is it worth re-signing him? Or do we identify other guys around the league who we think are better? This is, by the way, where Terry Fontenot succeeded at a very high level before he became the general manager.
Isn't that why he got hired here, in part?
Well, it was
what he did in New Orleans, right, to your point.
That's what he did in New Orleans. And all I'm saying is, to your point, like, that's what they have to do. The pro personnel side, that not the college side, guys. They're two different departments. The pro side has to say, you know what? Is there another guy in, Washington, Seattle, Chicago, that we feel like and we've seen that plays what we want, how we want to play, and is better than what we currently have? And that is a decision, Mike, when you start saying what guys are leaving and what guys are going. I think it's not just about the college guys or the undrafted guys. It's also about who around the league potentially is going to be available, and are they upgrades from what we currently have?
And now on the other side, we've spent so much time talking about defense. You know, if you said, you know, there's always a will, there's a way with the cap space. We're hoping the cap's going to go up. Last year, we had a huge increase in the cap. It won't be that big, according to, who is it we had on last week?
Our Joel Corey.
Joel Corey, our capologist expert. But one thing, just real quick to consider, on the offensive side, we've got a guy that I like. I think he's been a solid piece in Storm Norton. He's an unrestricted free agent. That's a swing guy that certainly plugs in at the right side or anywhere he's asked. Dahlman at the center position is also a free agent. They can walk, guys. So there's a couple of things and some dollars you have to spend on the offensive side. I know we've said we're going to focus a lot on the defense.
I'm with you. 404-726-0929. What do you guys think as we talk about what will stick out about the collapses that we had? Vikings, Commanders, Broncos, Panthers. What personnel changes are needed? That's what we're talking about, and that's why we bring up our new coordinator, because part of his job, and it may be the biggest part, believe it or not, it's not going to be on the field. He knows what he's doing. It's how do you solve these other things, Mike, and get the right players in here?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.